The Major League Baseball season begins Saturday, but it might be just diehards watching the opening game live from Sydney, Australia. It starts at 1 a.m. Pacific time. The LA Dodgers play the Arizona Diamondbacks. At that hour, beer and peanuts, maybe for some. I don't know, caffeine might be better for others. The National League rivals are playing a two-game opening series down under. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on baseball's latest attempt to win over international hearts and minds.
The SCG, Sydney Cricket Ground, is hallowed cricket ground.
It's renowned throughout the sporting world, an arena like no other, where the old and the new sit side by side.
And what a shock of new this week, as the SCG was reintroduced as the SBS, Sydney Baseball Stadium.
There's probably a few traditionalists who weren't too sure about, whether our sacred old ground should be touched like that.
Will Swanton is a sports journalist for the Australian newspaper in Sydney.
But it was unveiled on Monday, and it looks spectacular.
A reported 250 tons of San Diego clay have been turned into base paths and a pitcher's mound. Red, white, and blue bunting makes the place look like it's ready for the World Series instead of the opening series. And Swanton says Sydney-siders are ready for some Major League authenticity at the concession stands.
Things like bacon on a stick and ice cream in a helmet we'd never heard of before. Although we do like the sound of bacon on a stick, that sounds quite tempting.
What's tempting to Major League Baseball is an untapped market. Sports business expert Mark Gannis says the two Dodgers-D-backs games, along with two exhibitions against the Australian national team, probably won't be profitable. Gannis says despite the expected near sellouts at the 40,000-seat facility, there's so much expense, including travel for the teams and converting the SCG. But Gannis, president of Sports Corp Limited, says baseball figures it's still worth it.
When brand is a very big part of your business, as it is in Major League Baseball, sometimes you have to do loss leaders in order to simply get your customers excited. So there's a residual benefit, more people watching the games, more people wanting to play baseball, and more people wanting to wear logoed merchandise.
Baseball has had the grand vision before, opening seasons in Japan, Mexico, Puerto Rico. Will the brand stick in Australia? Some of the impact won't be known for several years, but Will Swanton says Australians are dubious about baseball's residual benefit.
I'm sure they're going to enjoy themselves in Sydney. We've got beautiful weather, big crowds, all that kind of thing. But there is that underlying kind of, feeling of, why are you guys here?
After all, Australia is quite happy with its own beloved bat and ball game, and that message seems to be embedded in the converted stadium. Behind second base, an unusual block of closely shaved grass stands out. It's the cricket pitch that Swanton says the groundskeeper refused to dig up. Tom Goldman, NPR News.